Madam Chair, you pronounce my name properly. Thank you. Greetings, everyone. And congratulations to all of you for being here, because it means that we are a part of the privileged Africans in the diaspora who make it here. So while we are discussing second decade, this forum is becoming more and more a space where few privileged voices can barely be heard in 2 minutes. And some are silenced because the use of communication technology is either prohibited or not provided in 2024, when we have AI everywhere. As a first recommendation, we believe that states should take less space and we should have more space. Because we already know what you do, that's the reason why we're here. We are here because you don't fulfill your state obligations in eradicating structural racism. We are seeing these problematics restrictions that are endangering the human rights work and the reducing of capacity of work. And in a moment that Haitian voices in Haiti right now cannot participate, where there is this extreme multidimensional crisis, where technology is available to you members of the forum, to UN mechanism, to the UN system, but not for us. So we demand those restrictions on accessibility to be completely lifted permanently with immediate effect. And regarding the second decade, we know that the decade is not going to resolve the problem of structural racism, but we believe that this new decade will be exactly what this one is, which is an empty shell, inefficient and inexistent for some. And lastly, we call all the concerned actors to demand and prioritize the organization of the closure of the International Decade for People of African Descent in Haiti for the justice, recognition, and development of Haiti despite the challenges. Thank you.